practice his deen. Now he makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take me away because my deen is being affected. Then there is no problem. But when a person has gone through some dunyawi musibah, difficulty, calamity, and because of that hardship that he's going through now, suddenly he says that I wish I die. So this is something that is disliked, something that is not encouraged in our deen. Because the longer a person's life is, the more chance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him to do good deeds. And the shorter his life is, the less chance he has to do good deeds, the less chance he has to turn himself, to turn and make amends. As we read from the hadith yesterday, we'll do it and explain. Rabbi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا يتمنى أحدكم الموت إما محسنا فلعله يزداد. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that none of you should desire death. If he is a good person, فَلَعَلَّهُ يَزْدَادُ, perhaps that extra life will give him chance to do more good deeds. وَإِمَّا مُسِيئًا فَلَعَلَّهُ يَسْتَعْتِبُ, and if he is a bad person, then that extra lifespan that Allah Pak gives him, that will at least give him a chance to make tawbah. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِي. So both ways is not lost. If he is a good person, he's got more chance to accumulate more investments for akhirat. And if he's a bad person, there's more chance now for him to make tawbah. So person shouldn't just desire that, I wish I was dead, I wish I died. This is not something that is in keeping with our deen. But obviously now it is fitna as far as the deen is concerned. Then a person wishes it better that I go away, he thinks like that, so that my deen can be saved. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِمُسْلِمٍ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ, in the Muslim Sharif riwayat, from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yatamanna ahadukum al-maut wa la yad'u bihi min qabli ya'tiyahu, nor should he make dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring death to me before it's supposed to come. Innahu idha mata in qata amalu. Why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is explaining, because verily when a person dies, in qata amalu, all his actions finish. That's the end of it. Now a person will wish, hey, I wish I had longer life. Before that he's saying, I wish I died. Now he's saying, I wish I had a longer life so that I could do more actions. Now he's regretting on the other side, but he can't reverse it. So therefore, don't desire like this. Don't make dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me death. But if a person wants to make dua, then he should make the dua that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a beautiful dua. Allahumma rizqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me with shahadat in your path and cause my death to happen in the city of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a beautiful dua. It is a combining, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not asking for death directly, but asking for shahadat. Shahadat a person can ask for, is a beautiful thing to ask for. And then he coupled it with saying not only shahadat, but shahadat also in Madinah Sharif. What a beautiful dua that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us. So today's hadith, and Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yatamanna ahadukum al-mawta bidhurrin asabahu. That Anas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you should desire death because of some affliction, some calamity, some difficulty that has struck a person. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا بُدَّ فَاعِلًا, if a person has to do something, if he has to say something, he has to do some action, he's in that constraint now, he's faced with such difficulties, what should he do? فَلْيَقُولْ, then he should make this dua rather. Make this dua. اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا كَانَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me life so long as life is good for me. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause me to die if dying is better for me. So what a person is doing is he has taken this whole thing and made tafwees. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm handing it over to you. I'm not deciding for myself that I want to die and I'm making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if living is good for me, cause me to live. And if passing away is better for me in your knowledge, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that point you cause me to die. Yesterday we explained a small tadbiq, a reconciliation between another hadith. There is a hadith that comes, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that person who desires or loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves to meet him. Now outwardly, and that person that dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also dislikes to meet that person. So what this hadith shows that we should have that hope and that love and that desire in our hearts to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's hadith is saying don't desire death. So how can a person desire and love to meet Allah but mustn't desire death? So ulama explain that this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is born out of genuine muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person is increasing in his age, and as he's increasing in his ma'rifat, and as he's increasing in his piety, that is the catalyst to cause him to love meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not caused because of some affliction that hit him. Now some type of musibat came upon him, somebody passed away, some hijacking, some robbery or something, and now he just says, I wish I go, or some kind of death. It is not because of that. This meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the love to meet Allah, is genuinely born out of the muhabbat he has for Allah. There is no problem, it is encouraged. A person should have that love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what the hadith is speaking about, is just because of difficulties, now you start making dua for that, and you start hoping for that. This is something that is disliked. So that is the reconciliation between these two hadiths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that genuine love for him, and the genuine desire and hope that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and read Surah Kahf and try and be early for Jumu'ah Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.